If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. I'm your host today, Beatrice, and I'm here with
Sagal at Sagalay on Twitter and Instagram.
Lauren at Lauren Coys.
Faye.
I'm not giving my details.
Ella at LFCOs.
Welcome, guys. We're going to start with the FA Cup game where United managed to win 3-1. Let me finish. Sagal, talk us through that game.
What can I say? We caught life. We really caught life. 10 minutes of madness changed the entire trajectory of the game. If Fulham had just kept their heads, I think we would have been saying goodbye to the FA Cup and that would have been our journey over. You know, no more trips to Wembley for us. But 10 minutes of madness and we leave the stadium with a win. We leave the stadium with a W. We go on to Wembley. Second time we're visiting Wembley this season. You know, one trophy in the bag and two more to go. So, happy days.
Happy days. I know, Faye, you want to say something. So, I'm just going to give the floor to you.
Sancho finished or...
Sancho, who got 3 men sent off. The same Sancho.
Yeah, because they have anger issues.
Do you know what? Yeah, that first half, that game, if it hadn't been for that, you know, little debacle, I could not see a win. I could not see any way that we were going to come back after Fulham scored in like the 60th minute. Fulham were better than us from the get-go. From minute one to minute 60 when they scored or whatever happened, they were better than us. And it was looking really, really techy until the Willian handball.
Sancho missed.
Was it actually going in? It was going in before someone decided to... we weren't creating any chances. We were poor defensively. We couldn't keep the ball to save our life. You know, the Weghorst. It just wasn't looking good. And, you know, if Fulham had just kept some kind of composure and if their leaders, like Mitrovic is meant to be a leader and he could, you know, use some common sense, they would have gone to the semi-final. And when was the last time Fulham were in a semi-final? So
Mitrovic forgot where he was. At that moment, he forgot that he was at Old Trafford playing the FA Cup. He was in a different planet. He just forgot where he was.
I don't know what he thought he was doing. Pushing the ref then squaring up to him as if you were going to punch him.
Already set you off.
It's because the referee was walking away from him and he kind of got offended, so he pushed him back. So
You can't be doing that.
I'm confused as to what he was... angry for. It was a blatant handball.
Like, how can you lose your head when this is the biggest game your club has achieved, like the biggest game of your club's history since the last time they played, what was it, Juve in the Europa League, and this is how you're going to lose your head and you're 1-0 up? That's unforgivable.
But exactly, the manager lost his head. How do you expect the players to
The referee lost the game. It's the referee's fault as well. Sorry.
How's the referee's
fault? He didn't lose the game.
Fair enough. Yeah. Give Willian the red card and give the penalty. 100% call, whatever. But then you can't understand why people are going to be a bit upset.
No, 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 that's not what happened. Let's look at what happened properly. So VAR told him to go look at the monitor. And that's when Marco Silva approached him and he was quite frustrated at the fact that this could potentially be a penalty for United. So that's where that started, right? And so the manager got the red card first, I believe. And then he was walking back to the pitch and then Mitrovic is coming up to him getting angry too.
Because God knows what he said. He could have been saying all types of excuses.
And then Mitrovic got a red. Then he finally gave Willian the red card. But he hadn't even given Willian the red card yet.
Yeah. Yes, but
it was going to be a red card.
However, the game is not over. You're up 1-0. If the pen happens, then you can still fight and continue to try and win the game.
It does ruin the game. Like, you're putting them down to 9 men.
No, it would have been 10 men.
Yeah, but
that doesn't ruin the game.
You can give him a yellow card and be like, look, this is
Willian
a
fight. Or Mitrovic?
No. I'm talking about Mitrovic. You give him, like, just to allow him to be a bit...
But Bruno pushed the assistant and there was nothing. So it's just consistency for me.
If you saw the angle properly, the ref pulled Bruno first. Then Bruno went like that. You know, it wasn't even in a tense situation like Mitrovic. God knows what Mitrovic was saying. All we saw was his mouth moving. He could have been cussing the referee out. That's inappropriate.
Did you not have feelings?
It's inappropriate. You can't be. Did you see Weghorst and Maguire covering the goal? Covering the referee? They were scared for his life. They thought, they were going to
Maguire, I'm not sure. He's scared of the referee's life.
But honestly, 1-1, 10 men, it's not the end of the day. Like, you can hold on to extra time.
They should have just allowed it, and it also ruins your team's league campaign as well, because that's 3 games without Willian and Mitrovic, which is a big deal. I think Willian only misses one. It's a straight red card though.
But I'm sure they said it was one.
Mitrovic has gone.
Three games. Could even be more.
And they were pushing for Europe.
Squaring up. No, that's completely unacceptable.
Male footballers do that. They square up. I don't know.
Yeah, but they don't touch the ref.
They don't touch the ref. That's crazy.
I mean, well, Bruno.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and then
you guys didn't ask about my Sancho. Is he finished or what?
But was that important?
Yeah,
none of the team's performance was good. The thing is, United's performance has been going downhill for a couple weeks now.
Since the second year.
It was actually poor before Liverpool.
Didn't you win the cup before Liverpool?
But even and then we beat you 7-0. Our form was looking rocky for a while. West Ham, our form was not looking good. So we've been poor for a minute now. And I saw a statistic saying that United have played a midweek game for the last 13 weeks in a row. No, it's not an excuse because certain people are playing, you know, once a week and still not being Southampton.
Last season, Chelsea were in that free competition
and
by
Liverpool.
They were dealing with it, even with COVID injuries. They were dealing with no win back.
And did you look good? What did
you win? Were you actually looking good though?
We looked like we could beat Liverpool in both finals.
Okay, but what'd you win?
Oh, you did a bitch.
But what'd you win? What did you win?
Huh?
What did you win?
We lost on penalties. That's
but you lost.
You have 9 men. Yeah.
No, because we're still in the other two. No, the point is, obviously, the form has been dipping as. You know, 11 games in February is wild. That's wild. I don't care what any sense. 11 games in February is wild. And it was about time our performances started dipping. Certain men are getting red cards that are really important to the team. We're not seeing him for another couple of weeks. You know, we have a striker who doesn't want to play football because he's back in training. But he's been back in training for the last 3 months. Where is Martial? No, I actually want to know, like, where is Martial? We're stuck with the Weghorst. We're stuck with a guy who's just 6 foot for no reason. He doesn't do anything. Of course, we're struggling. Like, it was going to happen sooner or later. Like, our form was always going to dip. But ultimately, when I look at our season, we have one trophy. We're still in 2 more trophies and we're still in the top 4. Like, that's a good season and I'm happy with it.
But maybe you need how much was Sancho? 80 million or something? You need him to step up.
And he did. He was about to score, but certain people decided to,
punch the ball.
Anthony too.
You got Anthony as well. Rashford, new contract.
Technically, like, to give it to Anthony, he did turn the game around.
He did, He brought a lot of energy when he came on. And I feel like I would be worried about our league position if the teams below us were more consistent. But, you know, Chelsea can't win for
Chelsea were ninth temporarily.
Not just Liverpool, you know, record wins and then losses to Bournemouth the next week. Spurs can't keep a lead against Southampton. So personally, I'm comfortable about our top four position. Mm. So if I go, you know, top four, one trophy, if we win either the FA Cup or the Europa, that would be good. Good first season for Ten Hag. I'll take it.
Really? So you'll I'll be happy. It. I don't think you're going to win Europa, okay?
Okay. Okay, but why not? Why do you think that?
Because you won't. Who do you have Villarreal again?
Sevilla. Wrong Spanish team. Who are apparently in a relegation battle in the La Liga.
This is all they need for hope and passion for the fans.
They've won it six times. Their fans don't care.
The expectations, because I'm not saying it was used to go, but especially the pundits were trying to turn United into a quadruple with the Europa League as the European trophy. And we'd be happy with top four and just maybe one trophy, maybe.
But wasn't that United fans' expectations at the beginning of the season? A trophy and top four, yeah, no?
The expectations changed because it became the Man United super team.
You guys had
Champions League Casemiro.
But we're not in the Champions League, so what do you want us to do?
But they were. World Cup winner Varane, you had all these guys, and now you're talking about being happy with top four.
Do you know what? I don't think I've ever actually seen one United fan talk about no title chase. It's because we're the biggest club in this country that Sky Sports, it's just because we're the biggest club in the country and Sky Sports want to be saying, oh, Premier League title race, and ESPN want to be posting, oh, United in the title race. Doesn't mean United fans thought they're in the title race.
Five points.
Arsenal had games in hand on us, so we never actually
five
points.
For example, if you chase Arsenal at 5 points, then you have to.
Because City United are the same in this position.
Arsenal were number one, and they were claiming not to be in the title race. So,
understandable.
We shouldn't be dragged into this.
We did.
I'm so sorry. If United win two trophies and get top four, I'm not hearing it's a bad season. Because ultimately, Liverpool won a Carabao Cup and FA Cup, and that's it. And then we were told that was a great season.
Can we rewind? We need some context. We need some context to that. Because we got 94 points in the season. Yes, we didn't win.
In the league.
Doesn't matter if we didn't win.
Let me talk.
We got to a Champions League final. Lost. We got to an FA Cup final and Carabao Cup final, which we beat you both times.
On penalties.
Doesn't matter.
Congratulations.
What about the second time?
Okay, but who
missed the second time for us to win it?
Mason Mount, didn't it?
Too bad.
You think it's coming to your team. So enjoy it.
I don't mind him. I think he'd be good on the club. But anyway, what I'm saying is, okay, we just won the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup, but we had a great season regardless.
When we look back in the history books, it's going to be the equal amount. If we win another trophy, it'll be, oh, we won these two trophies, then you won those two trophies.
Competing for the title. There's levels.
Oh, we weren't competing for the title. But a minute ago, we were in the title race.
No. But I'm saying you were at a point in the season where you could have, if you were serious and put up some wins together, you could have been competing with Man City and Arsenal. I'm not saying facts don't lie. But there's always context in football.
Where did the context? You just didn't win the title.
I know we didn't win the title,
You guys were cheering because you were winning and City were doing something else and you thought you were going to win it. Don't lie. How did you shame
no,
right
no,
now?
No. Anyway, all I'm saying is to compete on all four fronts to the last week of the season is very impressive. But I'm not saying... But I'm just...
Close with no cigar. Is that not the saying? Close with no cigar, innit?
I've never heard that
saying. Oh,
yeah,
close with no cigar. Yeah. Don't try to do that to me.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, let's continue talking about the FA Cup because we went on a big tangent. Mm-hmm. So City won their game 6-0,
and of course they got the easier tie.
They're playing Sheffield United, and Manchester United are playing Brighton. Who do we think is making the final?
Yeah, last time we played Brighton, we know what happened.
What happened?
It was the first game of the season. Do you remember we lost 2-1?
Potter's
Boys. It was Brighton and Brentford. Potter's Boys at the time beat us, and now. Brighton are looking even better. They're pushing for top places. Some people think they might even get, you know, pushed for Champions League spots. I think they have a few games in hand, and if they were to win that, they would actually get fourth, which is like insane. I'm not confident against Brighton, I'm not gonna lie. Brighton is exactly the type of team we'd probably lose against, so we'll see where we're at the time of the game. Hopefully Eriksen's back, Casemiro should be back. Varane should be back, and then we'll see. But even then, it's a, I don't know about him. A Manchester Derby final is always going to be difficult as well. So we'll see.
You would lose that, and I'd want to watch that. So I think we should do live stream that day.
What? You want to be watching it live? But live reactions?
Yeah, if you guys make the final.
Okay.
Do you think Manchester United can make the final?
Yeah, they should do. They should do.
They should.
Come on, Ten Hag.
There's never been a Manchester Derby as an FA Cup final, I think. I think that's what the neutral would want. I think Brighton have had a fantastic season. Good for them. But I think everyone's going to want to see the Manchester Derby in the final. I think Sheffield United, a couple of their best players are on loan from City, so obviously they won't be able to play. So I just expect them to dispatch them. I want a Manchester Derby. I think United are capable of beating Brighton. Brighton are a very good team, but if we're seeing this improvement under Ten Hag, I still expect United to win.
Yeah, of course, United should win. Like, the expectation is to beat Brighton, but obviously I don't think Brighton have ever been in a semi-final of every cup. I might be wrong. So it's going to be a big game for them. They're going to be up for it, but I feel like they do want to push to go up the league table as well. So they're almost fighting on two fronts as well. So we'll see.
The league table is quite interesting at the moment.
It is.
Ella's team is sitting sixth. Chelsea are sitting 10th still.
Chelsea love to. We should put an asterisk. We
still haven't moved.
What was that season of that we were really bad under Mourinho? Didn't you finish 10th? What season was it? Chelsea really love 10th. They just have this like relationship with 10th.
Oh.
Yeah, so. That's what you've been missing.
What's
that got to do with it? No, but it's just it's always 10th. Have you realised it's always 10th? Have you moved from that position this season? I actually want to know.
Yeah.
Like what, to 11th?
We were somewhere.
They were not temporarily during the game.
Yeah, what the hell?
So you know what's so funny? Below Chelsea is where the relegation battle starts. It's really like Chelsea's the...
No, I think Aston Villa. So Aston Villa 11.
Chelsea 11?
Then after that.
Yeah.
All relegation battles. All right, let's move along to Spurs. Lauren, what happened, man? 3-3 after all of that.
I'm going to start by saying that Southampton went to Stamford Bridge and got 3 points.
What has that got to do
with anything? That's very irrelevant.
They were talking about Southampton. I'm talking about Southampton opposition.
You're
talking about Southampton's form. If you let me finish my sentence, Southampton also went to Old Trafford and picked up a point.
We had 10 men. Let's not try that. Okay, yeah, we had 10 men.
Let Lauren land.
And we had Ben Potter. Let me think. So my expectation going into the game was it was going to be a difficult game.
We beat Southampton 4-1, by the way.
Or below is going to have a difficult game, because if there's 4 points between basically half the tables in a relegation battle, I was expecting it to be a difficult game. We didn't play that well. But I'm thinking, if you're 3-1 up, away from home...
Wait, you were 3-1
against,
up?
Against Boston?
Yep. Oh, yeah. My God, it's quite Chelsea.
Finish my sentence. I'm thinking, any professional footballer is going to switch on, concentrate. We've done the hard work here, and we're just going to nail it down, and we're going to get 3 points. But oh no, I'm watching the same capitulation that I have seen many, many, many times being a Spurs fan, and
many years, many decades.
But it's true. Like I can't even like. I'm tired of being embarrassed being a Spurs fan. Like it's a joke. And I look and think, how can you come out and play football at the highest level, and you're telling me you couldn't hold on to that? You had two goal cushion against Southampton, and you've just thrown it away, and then. Obviously, Conte in the press conference. There's nothing he said that I didn't disagree with.
Let me just recap some of the comments.
Yeah,
that Conte
please read
made.
It for us. Please, yeah.
So he said they're used to it here. They haven't played for anything important. They don't want to play under pressure. They don't want to play under stress. This is Tottenham's story. 20 years, there is the owner, and they've never won something. Why? Then he goes on to say. I see only 11 players that play for themselves. The club has the responsibility for the transfer market. The coach has the responsibility, but the players, where are the players?
But he's responsible for the players.
Exactly.
But look, he's saying he has a responsibility as the manager. Mm-hmm. The club has the responsibility. The owners have the responsibility, but the players, people don't seem to place responsibility on the players. That's
never been the case.
No, but all we ever do is talk about Spurs players. No one talks about Conte. We always speak about Spurs players.
We mostly speak about the owners,
the ownership and the players, yeah. We don't ever speak about Conte and his like ability to take any accountability for anything that happened.
Conte needs to take accountability, for example, setting up the team and not playing our strongest team in the FA Cup against Sheffield because we got knocked out. He has to take accountability for us not even scoring a goal in the round of 16 against AC Milan. But actually, when I look and think, how many times do I have to come on this pod and tell you that Eric Dier is a useless defender? How many times do I have to talk about the fact that Ben Davies should have been sold? Our problem players, the ones that have been here since the beginning of time, keep getting rewarded with new contracts, failure after failure. They all play in the same position. Defensively, we are terrible. None of you lot will take any of our centre-halves in your teams.
Wait, who'd you have?
Would you take Ben Davies? Would you take Davinson Sanchez? Would you take Tanganga?
Most of their squad, no one would take them.
What happened to Romero?
But regardless, you're strong.
Romero is the only centre-half that I would keep.
That's fair, but you're stronger. You're a stronger team than Southampton. You should be being in Southampton.
Yeah, we should be. We went 3-1 up. I would say the wing backs actually. It was a Conte system where both wing backs scored. We went 3-1 up. But in terms of actual concentration and game management at this level of football, I can't. I've seen it before, Conte. Like Philippa, who will be listening, will remember that Lanzini goal when we were 3-0 up against West Ham at home, 10 minutes to go, and we drew 3-3. That was under Mourinho. And I'm sick and tired of the same rubbish players. They don't take any responsibility. Today we've seen all the stories. Oh, they don't like him. He's too intense. He's negative. They don't like the training sessions. This is what they did under Mourinho, and he got sacked. They complained about Pochettino, and he got sacked. And I can understand like a Kane or a Son being at my club for 5, 6, 7 years because you're one of the best players in the team. Why is Ben Davies still at the club? Why is Eric Dier being given a new contract? Why are we rewarding mediocre players who have shown time and time again that their mentality is absolutely trash? And again, every season we just turn top four into our trophy. It's not good enough. Yes, Conte, the way we play is rubbish. But the problems with recruitment, the problems with the players that we actually have, like, you know, everyone wants to bring back Poch and play this lovely, you know, play out from the back, possession-based football. He had Danny Rose and Carl Walker as his fullbacks, and he had Vertonghen and Alderweireld as his centre-halves. Two centre-halves that were good defensively and could find anyone on the pitch. Who is playing expansive possession-based football with Ben Davies or Eric Dier there or Longley there? Who's doing it? Who's doing it? And it's the club that have assembled our overall squad. We have been our recruitment has been absolutely rubbish. And I look and think, yes, Conte, I don't like the football that we play under him. But do I think that he's the sole reason? No, because these problems existed before he came. They existed under Mourinho. Mourinho came on All or Nothing and said, the problem with you guys is that good guys, they don't win. When they asked Mourinho, and said, why do you struggle at Spurs? He said, same manager, different players. Pochettino said, when you build a new house, you need to replace the furniture inside. He said at Spurs, when he asked for a washing machine, they give him a dryer. That's the same job, but that's not what he asked for. And time again, our managers have said that the way that the club is run in terms of the recruitment, in terms of actually moving players out, look how many players that we have on loan out because they're just not good enough and can't sell them because they have no resale value. It's not good enough. And so I'm not going to sit here and solely put all the blame on Conte. And for me, everything Conte said was right. Like, yes, he shouldn't. The only thing is he shouldn't be saying it because you're paid £15 million and you're the manager. And at the end of the day, you also need to be professional and you should keep that behind closed doors. But I can't sit here and say that I don't, like, everything that he said, I've said it myself because it's true. Like, it's true. And it's not good enough. Like, a club that wants to be, leave it to us into the European Super League. What business do we have being in there? We're not an elite club. Let's finish in top four so we can go to the Champions League, struggle to get out of the group and not score in the round of 16. What business do we have going back there with the players that we have in the squad. It's just not enough quality, and I'm sick and tired of going through the same cycle. We'll sack Conte, maybe we'll bring Poch back, maybe we'll bring a new manager, and in 2 years we'll be having the same discussion again. Spurs ain't won no trophy, and here we are again, Eric Dier on his next contract. I'm tired of it.
Do you think like getting top four will just put like a plaster over like a shit season ultimately?
Yeah.
And make it look like it was the okay season?
Top four maybe convinces Kane to stay. Because he's playing Champions League football, it widens our options in the transfer market.
As a fan, do you want that? Do you
want? I don't want to sit here and be like, "Whoa, we finished fourth again." When we were in the domestic carts, we had Sheffield, and we couldn't beat them. We couldn't beat them. I want a trophy. There's no one's coming to pat me on the back. I'm still getting dragged in every group chat from here to Ireland about us going trophyless, because top four is not a trophy. Top four is money for the club, and we want to play in the best competition in the world. You lot can't even turn out in the Carabao Cup, and you want to play in the best competition in the world. It's not good enough.
What do you guys make of Conte's comments?
I agree with everything you said. I feel like the issue is still there and has been there. Manager after manager after manager will come, but the mentality at the club is rotten. It's bad. The fact that Kane is there, I'm so sorry I have to bring him up again. And you're an athlete,
leave the poor man alone.
And you're okay and happy and content with not winning trophies, but as long as you're a top goal scorer of the league, that's something you can be happy with. I don't understand how, as an athlete, you can be happy with not winning trophies.
But he's not content.
He clearly is.
Isn't he
going to
sign another one?
I don't think any Spurs fan can begrudge him if he decides to leave in the summer. Because what's he going to do? Finish his career with no trophies if he wants to go?
Because even some of the worst people have it.
Yeah, but then... the thing is, he signed that contract 5 years ago. It was a six-year deal. He was poorly advised to sign a six-year deal. But this kind of idea that, he's just stuck with it. Daniel Levy is probably the hardest person to negotiate with in football. True. It's not as if he signed a new contract like last year or the year before. He's running down that contract. So he's got a year left. And yes, I mean, if he did...
Will it be a year this summer?
Next year. So for the good of his career, yes, he should.
If Spurs want any money from him, they have... Like, Levy has to sell him this summer?
They would need to sell him this summer, but I can guarantee you Levy will try his hardest not to sell him. We had this with Christian Eriksen. Christian Eriksen said, I want to move. And this man had a heart attack. He came back. He's gone to Brentford. I forgot, Inter Milan. He won trophies at Inter Milan. He's won trophies with you lot. Mm-hmm. And look, the proof is there that if you move on, you're probably going to pick up trophies elsewhere. But he let Eriksen run down his contract. So he sold him with 6 months to go. And I think he's still going to ask for... 100 million for a 30-year-old striker.
No one's paying.
No one's paying it, but he's going to ask for it.
No one's paying. Like, why would you buy Kane for 100 mil when you could possibly get Osimhen for like a similar price?
If you wait a year, you get him for free.
Yeah.
This is where we are. So the whole summer is like, I can imagine Conte is going to go, whether it happens to be tomorrow, whether it happens to be in the summer, he's not staying. And then the whole summer is going to be, will Harry Kane be sold or not? That's going to be the cloud on the club. And when... Like, growing up as a Spurs fan, the Berbatov transfer for Man United, that was proof again that we were just inferior in terms of the club. Then we had to sell Bale, our best player, to Madrid because we couldn't match the levels. And now you're telling me, as an owner, you've been in place all this time and we're still now faced with having to sell our best players
to
another Premier League club so they can achieve their ambitions. It's not good enough. So, Conte can come, Conte can go, Mourinho can come and go. But the actual crux of the matter for me is always going to be the ownership. They set the culture. Culture starts at the top. It's a culture of failure. And once again, we've got another manager who's had enough.
So how can Spurs potentially turn this around? Like, this culture of failure, how can it be changed?
You know,
I don't see how we fix it, because in terms of the board, when you look at what Spurs do off the pitch, you know, Beyonce's coming to Tottenham Hotspur. We've got a deal with Formula One. Everything that we do away from the pitch in terms of building the brand, the NFL, everything is elite.
Wait, what did you have for Formula One?
Pardon? We're building the indoor track.
Really?
Yeah.
You are doing madness.
Thank everything we do. everything we do off the pitch is elite. It's world class infrastructure, world class stadium.
It's run like a business almost. Yeah. It's like for the profit.
And the football is secondary. Like, even if you look at the description of of the Spurs stadium on the website and host football matches. It's almost the last part of the actual description of the stadium. Like, and it's an afterthought. And it's not good enough because I don't care how many NFL matches or concerts in my state. I supported this club for the football. I've supported it for the football.
Can I just say, all the lovely other things. Maybe now it is secondary now to all these other things because you guys are making money elsewhere. So the football just an afterthought now. Yeah, maybe you just have to hold that.
But that's why I say it's an ownership change because it's a case of if our owners are not serious, genuinely not serious, and the board, like, they can't even see that they're what they're doing, they think they're doing a good job. Like, they cannot understand why Daniel Levy even gets criticism. So if they cannot see it and they have no ambition and they're content with how things are going, I can't see how things can change unless we have either new investment or just a full sale of the club.
But I hear you.
Adam, why are you getting
the
Arab investment?
Arab investment is us,
yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah. But Lauren, I really hear you because the issues and the problems with your ownership, we shout and scream about with ours. Because FSG are very businessmen-like and they hit gold with Jurgen Klopp. He overachieved way. Because before Klopp, what were FSG? We didn't win anything. We won one League Cup under Kenny Dalglish. But I agree with you because we want FSG to go because we know they can only take us so far. But yeah, I hear that it's frustrating. But I still feel like Conte could do a bit more. I feel like he's really ruining, especially because you still got a chance of top four. And it's not helpful because other players are going to look at him and think, yeah, we wanna try our best. We want to do this to get top four.
He's rude now.
They should be embarrassed. Like,
they should be.
Somebody should be talking about me like I'm some small boy.
They should be, but you know what players are like.
The stories have already come out today, how they don't like him, they don't like the training sessions, how they're offended by what he said. This is it.
Like something similar happened.
It's kind of a case of...
Do you know what the most damn
Conte should be doing better, but equally it's a case of the players should be doing better. They should be performing better than they are. The second goal, Eric Dier recognises that Walcott is free in the box, but then he decides to follow Kane and stand on the goal line and just left Walcott free. And not only did he follow Kane to the goal, he stood right next to him and left the left-hand side of the goal free. So it was kind of like Walcott literally just controlled it and put the ball in. And I'm thinking, what are the concentration levels there? You can't, as a coach, you can't legislate for somebody just not doing their job.
And Dier's an old man, like not like, he's a grown up, I mean, he's a player,
you know, he's a good leader, he's very very intelligent. Go on Mastermind then, or Pointless, or The Chase. Why are you at my club still? All I hear about, oh, he's so intelligent, that where's the football IQ, because I don't see the football IQ when he's on the pitch. And it's just, yes, I agree, Conte should be getting more out of the players. But equally, when I've seen some of our players make the same mistake under four different managers, because I don't like to talk about Nuno because I just like to pretend that never happened, but he was also in there. And some of these players have underperformed under literally four different managers. So this sudden idea that Conte, of all people, was suddenly going to coach people and improve them and develop, that's not what Conte does. Conte gets is his MO is to come in, he gets given a squad, a blueprint to assemble, and then he wins. I wasn't looking for player improvement because that's not what
Oh my God, some of our players at Chelsea improved under Conte.
Oh, like Victor Moses. If you can't improve under the three managers before, why do I expect under the fourth manager that you're suddenly going to get better?
I don't know. The appointment was odd. Now looking back in hindsight, like appointing Conte for Tottenham was just strange. Like, it's just
Daniel Levy and his ego.
But yeah, I would have thought with Conte would come like big changes, like in the structure and this. But
how?
Well, we have brought in.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought there was going to be something.
Because of everything that's going on with Juventus, we also uncertainty. Yeah. We don't know whether he'll get banned.
And what's damning for Spurs is that Conte will be able to leave. Well, he'll be able to get sacked and still get a good job. Like, working at Spurs is not going to be a taint on his legacy too tough, because everyone knows that Spurs is like an impossible job. Like, some of the best managers have now managed Spurs and have failed. So it's like,
Mourinho has won a trophy at Roma since he left.
Exactly. So he'll still go on to get another job. He'll still go on to be good, and people will forget about his time at Spurs, because what can you really do at that club?
6 months.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
He was already complaining, so he knew it was
going to
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not built for success from top to bottom. It's just wholesale changes are needed.
But how are you going to get those changes? Can you imagine the fans protesting?
No, but every time there's small protest organised, like 10 people turn up. It's not like the FSG process protests or the ones at United about the Glazers, where they actually, you know, they make the news and everybody knows about them. People just, it's kind of, we have this cycle that Levy kind of, I'm convinced he leaks a few stories to the press. Everybody turns against the manager first, before the hierarchy, and then you get out draw a free card, or we'll just sack the manager, and then we start the new cycle. And this is where we are. This happened with Mourinho. It happened with Poch at the end of his reign, and here we are again. So yeah, I just want the season to finish and not think about Spurs anymore.
Wow, the cycle continues. Let's move on to Chelsea. Faye's already smiling. Your team didn't win.
What happened, Faye? Tell us.
I was at the bridge, yeah.
Oh my God, Faye!
Yeah, sure.
And I was just like, shout out Marva. Marva had a good time.
Yeah. Marva deserved that one.
She must have put on Instagram, come on, you blaze. I was like, I put question mark. But it was like, okay, I saw the lineup and I said, Pulisic? What do you mean Pulisic? Pulisic started, like, everybody knows this guy hates us and he's going. You know what I mean? He's come back from a long-term injury of how many weeks or months, whatever, and he's going, but you're starting him. You spent like 90 million or 60 million plus add-ons on Mikhailo, Modric. So what did I say before? I said Pulisic. Yeah, okay, Pulisic, Modric. Cool. You have Nonny there. You have all these players there and you're playing Pulisic. Cool. I feel like in the first half, we played well. We just didn't take our chances. Our final third decision making was a bit off on Higgy Hagar. But we played well. We looked very comfortable. I was never worried. And then the second half, cool. We're playing well. Felix scores. Everybody's happy. Then set piece, off the line, they scored, whatever, cool. Even though, mind you, Anthony Barry, the set piece coach, was there shouting instructions on the touchline. Come on, come on, come on. He's now going to do the same thing at Portugal and we're like the worst team on set pieces. That's Anthony Barry shouting. I don't know why he was shouting at them because clearly it didn't work. But cool. We then... we're playing, we get the penalty, was a pen, score, cool. Then, you know, subs are made throughout the second half. So we have Pulisic comes off, first sub to always come on, Conor Gallagher. Yeah, that should sound a bit, what the fuck? Conor Gallagher.
Then we have Ruben Loftus-Cheek comes on. I'm trying to remember. It was Trevor Chalabar and who else? Someone else came on.
Chicken, what's his name?
Yeah, Chukwuemeka.
Yeah, that one.
Chukwuemeka. All the English dons came on. Cool. Time's going.
Is this what you were doing at the stadium?
No, because I was watching this and I was just like, what the hell is happening? Chilwell comes, and instead of him to do a simple pass to Gallagher or a simple pass to Havertz, he tries to flick it. It goes to the Everton player. It won't be boostable to, I think it was, I don't know who it was up front, Simmons or whatever.
Sims.
He goes to Kepa, and instead of Kepa to run the ball back to the box, smuggle the ball, waste time, even pass it to Trevor Chalabar, he boots the ball for no reason, under no pressure. He boots the ball. It goes to the Everton player. I think it was Davies, the blonde haired guy. And then boom, Koulibaly gets spun.
Yes,
spun.
But I think speak on Koulibaly, yeah. What did you think of him?
Jesus Christ. And then they score. And from then, I was like, fuck this. And I walked out the stadium. I said, I know they're not going to come back.
What minute was that?
This is the, I think it was the 90th minute. 88. I know they're not going to, whatever. And I just left. And I saw my friend in full time, 2-2. My thing is this. You're winning 1-0. Any sane manager will be like, obviously this game's not done. Let's kill the game. And he brings on Conor Gallagher. And my thing is, every single time he brings on Conor Gallagher, there's chaos. There's no stability, no brain, no sense. Chaos. This guy has no footballing ability. He's a dog and he just runs.
See?
No, that's what it is.
That's the new target now. Mason Mount's being shipped out.
No, but it's the truth. I'm not even actually joking.
What's the issue with the English dons?
No, but look. He completed the dribble yesterday. Everybody was shocked. Like, bruh, he completed the dribble. And then, cool. Felix, Havertz are free in the box. He goes up for a goal kick. What? He's a midfielder and he comes on for a winger every single game. 60th minute, we're meant to sit back. This is Chelsea Football Club. Why are we sitting back? This is against Everton. He did this again against Leeds, against Leicester. Time and time again, why am I sitting here watching us sit back against these teams? We should be beating these teams easily.
But look, Conor Gallagher is not
12th and below. Everybody's
relegation. It doesn't matter. We should have killed the game off. It's common sense. Like, I don't know what is going on. Like on this pitch, like where people are just brain dead. Koulibaly, you're getting spun by this child. It's like, you need to be better. You're a professional footballer. Even before that, he gave away a chance where we're so lucky that they didn't score that. And it's like, all the hard work just gone in a matter of seconds. It was 20 seconds from Chilwell losing the ball to do that flick. 20 seconds and they scored. Sorry, why do I have to go through that?
As much as you want to blame it on Conor Gallagher, the problem is that Chelsea are just not scoring enough goals. And
you're 2-1, no, so sorry, I can't agree with that because... Yeah, we're not scoring goals.
What have you scored? Like 20, like something goals in the league? That's crazy.
But that's how, if you're not scoring enough goals.
That's why he brings Conor Gallagher on to manage the game.
Kante's warming up, he's back. You can say, maybe you don't have to bring him on 60th minute. 80th minute, let's bring him on and see what he can do.
A lot of players, when they've been out for months,
it takes
a good 2 or 3 games before they actually come off the bench.
He would have been useless.
I don't care. You're bringing on Conor Gallagher to do what on the wing? To run. Every single time he gets the ball, first touch is shit and he fouls the person to get the ball back. Every single time without a fail. I'm sick and tired of this because you have Modric, you have Nani on the bench, you bring on Conor Gallagher. It makes zero sense. I'm sick and tired. I don't care if this guy brushes, he has good energy. If you're going to say he has good energy, cool, bring him on 80th minute when people are tired.
Why are you looking at 60th minute and you want us to sit back?
I just think you guys have too many players. Like, every day it's a different starting 11. Every day is a different player playing near the front. Like, it's just no consistency. Like, how can you develop relationships? How can players get used to each other? How can you make patterns of play if every day it's a different winger? One day it's Modric, one day it's... Every day I watch Chelsea, it's a new attacker I've never seen before. I'm like, who's this guy? It's like, I mean, for 1 minute to far and the next minute Aubameyang's back. Next minute it's Havertz. It's like, there's no consistency. Like, no one can do anything with this good team.
He has tried. Like, he's tried. Like, he's playing Felix now. He's playing Havertz. He's playing Enzo and Kovacic. Then, you know, Reece James, Chilwell, Fofana, who's unfortunately now maybe injured again.
Why?
Yeah, hamstring.
So you're stuck with Koulibaly and who? Koulibaly.
And that's the manager problem. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I'm just like, I'm watching this and I'm just like, he's so naive. He feels like this is Brighton. And when I was going home, the your dads were like, this is a PE teacher, a PE coach. He's so naive, so negative. He's a coward. And I was like, yeah, he's a coward. This isn't Brighton where you're going to sit back. In fact, Brighton's have even changed. They're talking about top four for Brighton and we're 10th.
But to be honest, Brighton were a very attacking team. So
At least you beat Dortmund. Like, you won the Champions League.
We should not beat Dortmund because now we're going to lose to Real Madrid.
No more come on Madrid.
This is the only trophy that's hope. Yeah. Well,
that's the only thing we're playing for.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we can play fantastic. We can be 0-0, 60th minute. And it just takes a long shot from anybody, Rudiger, whoever, to go at Kepa and that's it, game over.
But I think you focus a lot on the defence, but I feel like watching Chelsea, they'll be playing, everything looks silky, everything's quick, and then you're like, oh, but they haven't had a shot. I actually think going forward, it's a case of, I think defences, even though I've criticised mine, they will always, at some point, they will make mistakes or they will concede goals. No one's going to keep clean sheets every single game. But what takes pressure off your defence is if your front line are getting goals regularly. But
not to bring this guy in, but since Mason Mount's been dropped, we have been scoring goals now. We have been.
Like one or two
not
in our game. It's just
like,
still
not like consistently winning games.
And then penalties. A lot of the recent ones have been penalties.
Two.
And how many more have you scored that have not been penalties? Maybe another two that were from open play.
I mean,
six
or something. Who's your top scorer then?
Havertz.
How many?
I don't know.
Do you like Havertz?
Is anyone in double figures?
Yeah, that's why.
I think
no. They had a statistic recently, like Chelsea's top scorers for the last couple of seasons have been very low. Last year, was it like Mount or Jorginho or someone? Yeah. And
that's
it's like
your
10.
You need like
it's like they haven't had a goal scorer since Diego Costa. Like, it's
okay. Where's Martial injured?
Okay, but Martial's been rolled.
You're
my players score goals. Some of my players have 24, 25 goals.
Rashford,
yeah.
Oh, which one's he injured? He's injured now.
He's not injured. Ooh. He'll be back.
Steve's
international
celebration
ring.
Making it his copyright.
Yeah, because people are really copying. What's his name?
Yeah, but you're gone.
So, what is the best case scenario for Chelsea this season?
The best case scenario is, look, he's not going to get sacked, unfortunately.
I'm glad you finally accepted that.
End of season, he's hit a sack. I'm not even joking. That one, he's hit a sack. We're not going to go anywhere with him. We're not going to the top. We're going to be a mid-table team if he's in charge. They've made a mistake. They need to put their hands up and be like, look, we made a mistake. We're new to the game. And move on. We're going to lose to Real Madrid, unfortunately. Let's just hope we can keep the scoreline respectable. And we build chemistry and we go from there. That's it. I would like to stay 10th so we don't do conference or Europa League. Next season, we go again with a new manager in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, why am I saying amen? I don't want that. Yeah, I don't want that. Maybe stay 10th. All right, let's move it on to Liverpool. Ella.
Yes.
Liverpool had no games this weekend, but.
Thank goodness.
You're going to speak about the Champions League.
Do we have to?
You know, two weeks ago.
We don't have to.
2 weeks ago on the podcast, you did say, bring on Real Madrid.
I did.
Like, what happened to that?
Okay, but when I said bring on Madrid, right, that came with conditions. You know that small print?
No,
it did come with conditions because I didn't know. before the game we're going to lose our captain and Bajetic and be left with Milne and Firmino.
Who's the captain? Oh, Henderson.
Yeah.
Before the Man United game.
Yes.
You were cussing Henderson.
I've never cussed him. I don't do that.
That Liverpool Chelsea special. I'm sure you said that he was crap.
Never.
Now let me. Never. Let me get this clear. So if you had
crap
Henderson,
with a capital P,
Okay. Let me get this clear. If you had Henderson and some teenage midfielder, you would have won at the Bernabeu.
Listen, I said right. Let me finish. You didn't even let me finish. You didn't even let me finish my sentence. Henderson. Whether we like him, whether I don't know if you rate him, probably not. That's fair. He brings energy and he's a captain. He's the leader.
Going what to the technical ability. Energy.
Listen, he has won everything as captain of Liverpool.
So?
What do you mean so?
So?
What do you mean so? So he has nothing to prove. He has nothing to prove to you. No.
Yeah. It's like Harry Maguire going, winning everything with my
name. But he hasn't. But that's the thing, he hasn't.
Yeah, well.
And that's the difference. But anyway, as I'm saying, to go to Real Madrid, to not have your captain, that's already a blow. Bajetic has probably been one of our more informed midfielders. That's a blow. It is true.
Chelsea, Aspilicueta was our captain? Was he there? We beat them. Obviously, we lost the leg.
What year was this?
No one's talking about
stories. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're just excuses.
What excuses?
Rhys James, was he there? Oh,
he was playing. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay, maybe all these fans are like, what's
excuses.
This whole anyway. You guys were crap. Salah didn't have a shot on target. Mind you didn't have a shot on target.
I'm saying all people would know.
Oh, no, I mean, he didn't have a shot on target. He had Jota. Oh, Rhys James and Chilwa weren't there, and we still did something.
Did what?
We beat them 3-2, but obviously we lost.
But
the
you
leg.
Went out.
Yeah, we lost.
But
the
you
leg.
Went out.
N'Golo Kante, cool.
But still, you went out. Yeah, so it's the same as us. You went out.
No, but we played. But we can hold that.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As you said, the your records go. The records go. You went out. Like
yeah, and what was Salah doing? Belly dancing.
It doesn't matter. But anyway, yeah, it is what it is. So we have to say.
You said it with a lot of confidence.
Of course, we just beat our rival 7-0. I was pumped up.
Quite frankly, that was a fluke, but.
Whether it was a fluke or not.
Whether it was a fluke or not,
it's not every day you beat your rival 7-0. Yeah. If you beat us 7-0, you will not stop talking about it. If you beat Arsenal 7-0.
The reality is.
I said that we were going to.
Okay, but Lauren. But Lauren.
You have to balance yourself out.
But still. Okay.
No, the reality is we're rubbish at Anfield. We've been trash at Anfield forever.
7-0.
But Real Madrid have had. No.
I'm not justifying
7-0. I'm trying to explain the bring on Madrid. We've been rubbish at Anfield for ages. Liverpool are Madrid's little sons in the Champions League. Yeah, so to think all of a sudden bring on Madrid is crazy.
Every time they play, they knock down Salah's mental health. He remembers the shoulder that he was crying. Oh, he remembers losing the final. This one, disgrace.
They still talk about Ramos to this day. They still talk about Ramos breaking Salah's arm or whatever he did till this day. And you said, bring on Madrid. You could never catch me saying, bring on Madrid.
Listen. I was saying bring on Madrid because what I saw from my players. I liked what I saw from my players. I liked it.
Against Venkos, do you think that's the same as Benzema?
I don't care who is it. Who it was against, because you've been hyping up Man United and how good they've been this season. And we beat you 7-0. So of course, I'm saying, yes, let's go to Real Madrid with this confidence, with this performance. I don't know.
I saw a crazy statistic that they've lost again. Like they've been kicked out by Real Madrid in the Champions League like four times.
But
we've won it 6 times.
We've won it 6 times.
But that's not the question.
But that's got nothing to do with you. Okay.
We've won it six times. So none of you can talk. None of you can talk. None of you can talk about European pedigree. I'm not hearing it.
Who's talking about European pedigree?
Because it's not as good.
Shit, every single day.
I don't care.
Salah.
How many?
Is
I'm not hearing it. Okay, but still six times. It's like us saying six times. Never want to leave. Six times.
How many have you experienced that in your life?
Twice.
Oh,
how many of you? Twice. Still.
Yeah.
And, so and still, but it doesn't matter. We still won it six times.
One league in 30 years. She can
okay,
yeah.
Fine. Okay, but we're still the most successful team.
In one league in 30 years.
How old are you?
You're not gonna come and do something. You're gonna say you're not gonna hold that anymore, is it?
It's okay.
Okay, I'm just doing 19 now.
Like two, but we're still top.
You can hold the one league in 30 years.
She's okay, so they can equal.
You're not gonna have it anymore.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. You're saying bring on Madrid. You need to hold that. You're saying bring on Madrid.
And I have. And I have. Okay.
No, I'm gonna have on target.
I came back. I came back. No, bring the proof. Bring the proof. Bring the proof. I came back. I came back. I came back.
Nah. Shaking because you can't move with his fake.
Or anyway, you've been knocked out of the Champions League.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Next season, mm-hmm. you might not make it into the Champions League.
Oh, according to Ella, they will make it to the Champions League.
Yeah, I think we will make it into the Champions League. I'm actually quite comfortable. Yeah.
Say on, bring on the Champions League next season.
She's saying top four.
She said top four is confirmed.
Let's say you don't get it. Do you think you can win Europa? Have you won it before?
Yeah, they have.
They lost the final.
Yep, listen.
Yeah, you did lose that final.
Okay, but still, again, European pedigree, we won it.
The thing is,
Tottenham actually made me confident because I look
but
at.
It's not just Tottenham.
No, it's not just Tottenham. I'll come to Newcastle. But with Tottenham, right? If they won their game, they were in a very good position. But they've opened the door for us again. So it leaves us.
The door for anyone.
They're just incapable
of doing anything.
That's fair. But now it leaves us with two games in hand. And I think we'd be a point behind them.
So who's your game in hand?
I don't know.
You've seen that.
No, you've got one game in hand.
To Tottenham. Tottenham.
There's one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Saying two. That was kind of good.
I actually think it's two.
Tell us the team.
Nah, be interested.
Brighton have two. I know Brighton have two in hand over us.
I know the table. I've studied. I've done the maths. Don't worry.
You have to beat City.
That's not our game in hand.
That's not the game in hand.
No.
We still have to beat City.
But remember, we've been burned on this podcast before. We don't count the games in hand.
That's fair.
Unless you play the games in hand, it doesn't count. So
we have to go to Anfield.
Exactly. And that was the and. Because we still be a point behind the story.
Okay, but you're still 7 points behind Tottenham. Let's put it that.
That's fair.
Even United haven't played as much
games in hand.
So, but we're not counting that. 7 games behind Tottenham, and you're confident that you will finish in the top four the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
What are Newcastle on and what are Brighton on?
Okay, let's just
what
go
Chelsea
through.
On? Newcastle.
We didn't look that down.
Tottenham. Newcastle 5 points.
Tottenham have 49 points. Newcastle
playing 28 games, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Newcastle have played 26 games and they have 47 points.
Yeah,
Liverpool
have
played 26 games and have 42 points.
Wait,
Brighton have played 25 games and also have 42 points.
Yeah, oh, Brighton!
And Brentford have played 27 and also have 42
points.
Wow,
deserve these boys.
Currently with 42 points.
That's why Conte said, what's the point? Because this commitment to finish 7th, 8th, we're going to slide back down the table. This was like, once everyone's played their games in hand.
Deserve his boys.
As yours, that's why I'm not emotionally invested in finishing in top 4. Not because I don't think we deserve to be there, but
it's not Chelsea to play again.
Chelsea will. That week, City away, Chelsea away, Arsenal at home.
All in a row?
Yep.
Okay, maybe it'll be Newcastle.
I think Newcastle have been played quite well this season.
Quite well, but we beat them twice. They've been dropping points.
We haven't
actually been good. This is why I'm surprised we're even in this position.
But the thing is with Newcastle is that they don't lose often. It's when they
draw. But that's still a point. Is still
but what are you guys doing now? It's exactly
form. Let's see.
What are you guys doing?
Nothing. They're playing once a week as well.
Yeah, you're playing once a week.
But still, that benefits us because we've had so many injuries. We need players back. Yeah.
But Diaz I think the point is that it's not just Tottenham.
Oh, no.
That
are fighting for this football.
Yeah. Four solid teams. Chelsea cannot make it.
Chelsea cannot
make it. Have some respect.
No, we can't make it. All this whole time, Chelsea haven't moved beyond
10. I just wasn't feeling included. I'm sorry.
Liverpool's next game is Manchester City. Jeez. I think that's quite a big game for you. How are you feeling about it?
City away is always... It's always a miserable game for us. I mean, to be fair, I remember last season, they really outplayed us, but we still managed to get a draw. I would take a draw right now.
That's
God forbid City.
But I would take a draw. Like we need a City win. Yes. Mm. For,
to click onto Arsenal.
So City need to get that 3 points, and then you guys need to get a result against Arsenal.
Oh, now you want us to get a result. No.
Yeah, you need to show us.
Oh, so now you believe? No,
we don't believe in you. We just want.
Yeah. Oh, but okay.
Our own agendas.
I'll be cheering Salah on that night.
I think the season, what's left of the season, is still quite interesting because relegation battle.
Yeah, it's just all time, man.
Everyone's fine. Everyone's just fighting.
Everyone's going to drop points in funny places because you think you're going to play bottom of the league. But if you're bottom of the league, you know, if you win a game, you may go up to 13th. Yeah. Just like that. Yeah. So it's tough games for everyone.
Why is Everton on this on the bottom?
No, they came out of the relegation zone.
But the points between 12th and 20th is just...
Yeah, like there's just nothing between them.
Let's get relegated.
Poor Martha.
Her team plays in blue. And they care that they are.
So why are you offended?
They were wearing pink. Yeah? They're wearing pink.
All right, the final point in Liverpool. So we know this season, there's still hope for you to get the top four.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to next season? So assuming you get top four or you don't, do you think you can bounce back next season and be the Liverpool of old? Well, of the last four seasons.
It just depends on whether FSG will invest. I think if we get Jude, which seems to be the top target, Mason Mount, which seems to be another target.
I really hope you get Mount.
To be honest, I think he'll be a top
Mount or Kukac.
He really will.
Yeah. Energy levels, wow, non-stop pressing.
That's a clock player. There.
I just think we need to rebuild the midfield after that, and maybe a centre back. We need a centre back, but
really.
Yeah, because Joe Gomez and Matip, not reliable anymore.
Virgil.
Wow,
Virgil will be fine.
Damn, and Disney is looking crazy at the moment.
Listen, Virgil will be fine. He just needs rest. He just needs to be...
The anime guy.
Kanate's fine. He's top defender. Oh.
How much is Jude going for?
110.
I don't know.
Minimum.
You're not paying that.
No.
I mean,
do we actually think Jude is worth 110? Are we being
no,
for real?
No.
He's not. Yeah,
it's the market.
If Grealish has gone for 100,
exactly.
I'm expecting Jude to even go for more than 110. And the economies of scale is so bad.
Liverpool need to think about it. I don't
broke.
Think.
Why do you think the
we're not broke. We're not broke. This is the thing. But listen, but with FSG, they're businessmen, so they're thinking 19-year-old kids guaranteed to be in the midfield for how many years? 10 years, maybe on the top level. Pay 110. If they break it down like that, maybe they'll think it's plausible because Klopp wants Jude. He's really wants Jude.
Where does he want to play Jude? I feel like Jude gets people think he's a player that he's not. I don't know.
Probably in the A.
You don't like Jude, you know?
No, I like Jude, but I feel like firstly, who's watching Dortmund like that? If people acting like they watch Jude week in, week out are lying because they don't. And I don't know. I feel like they think Jude is like this midfielder that's going to maybe like sit deep or like a box to box midfielder. But I feel like he plays up better further up the pitch.
He'll be an A.
I feel
A.
like his attributes work better.
He'll probably be an A.
Also, him and my mates.
I don't... Yeah, but remember we have Thiago and... Yeah, it depends. We just need... Because we're getting rid of Keita, Milner maybe, Ox... So
I forgot about oxygen.
Yeah, so we kind of
need multiple
out.
Midfielders.
If exactly. So if we rebuild that, get a centre back, I think we'll be fine.
I think you guys can pay that because
I think we can.
Yeah, history books. Alisson,
But that was all with Coutinho's money.
It doesn't matter. You still spend. I don't care.
What they do is they sell players first. And if they don't sell players, then I don't see them paying.
This, but this is the ultimate test for FSG. Because you don't really have anyone to sell.
And you was able to get Alisson.
Alisson, Virgil, and Keita.
Okay.
There isn't a big...
Nunes, Gakpo?
Nunes was from sales. Gakpo
but Nunes was like 100 mil. Let's
it was, yeah, no, no, no. He wasn't 100. So it's 65 plus add-ons.
Okay, but what are the add-ons?
Gonna be if he goes for 110, that's the base price. Plus all the add-ons.
And also, Dortmund are the worst. But also, remember Klopp and Dortmund. Remember, so, that is... So no, it's important.
But it doesn't matter. You think Ajax, you think Van der Sar was giving us discounts?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Klopp has always said that they have a fantastic relationship with Dortmund. And if there is a player, because he said he hasn't asked for any players, he hasn't gone for any Dortmund players or past players, whatever. If there's a player that he likes, he'll... have discussions, of course. It's something. It's something that we can have.
Okay, so let's say you need to make that 110 million. Cool. Who out of your squad is going to make that?
No one. They're not selling. They're not really looking to sell anyone.
It depends. I mean,
that makes money.
Yeah, because how much is Oxlade Chamberlain going for?
How much is Keita going for?
They're free.
How much is Keita going £0 for?
But this is what I'm saying. This is where FSG are going to have to step up. They have no excuse.
Firmino.
Firmino's going.
He's free as well.
Yeah. Oh wait, I don't know.
Maybe that's 10 million there.
Just 100 to go.
Now Firmino's not free.
Do you think
now Firmino is a free? Firmino is a free.
What if Madrid come in for Jude?
Then we'll have to spend. Oh, wait, how much?
You guys spent a lot on Diaz. I forgot about that because he's injured.
Diaz wasn't a lot.
What?
He wasn't that much, no.
What is not that much anymore?
Maybe 35, 40? He wasn't a lot.
This summer transfer window is going to be interesting. It is. Kane's going to go for a lot of money, hopefully. Rice is most likely going to leave West Ham and he's going for a lot of money as well. Bellingham's going to go for a lot of money. Rice is definitely going to be going for a lot of money. Let's be real. Someone's buying him. Someone's buying.
If they get relegated, he's cheap. He's going to be quite cheap.
No, if someone's buying Rice, let's be real. Like,
they'll buy him, but what for a decent
price? If Mount goes ham, How much is Mount going for?
Maybe 50 million, you know. Champions League winner.
Yeah, that's true, you know.
I think that's a good price.
Yeah, I think that's
a decent price.
25, I'll take that as well.
Mm. Yeah.
As long as we get out the door.
You take him for for free.
Yeah, just get him out the door.
Yeah. And City are due to buy someone big as well, so
yeah, that's it's going to be like a big season. I don't think Klopp or Liverpool will have a free run at Jude.
We won't, but Liverpool seem to be his favourites, but it's the question.
What is the evidence that Liverpool is?
Steven Gerrard is his role model.
No, it's not just that. It's not just that his camp and all of that. It's just, yeah, just...
Because I'm hearing that he wouldn't mind going to Chelsea.
But like German sources, like reliable people have just said... But Liverpool is
Chelsea. Yeah, I know. I'm not saying I want him. I'm saying I was here.
I know. Chelsea. Yeah, obviously he has to look at all of his options, but yeah. Liverpool seem to be his favourites. But the question is whether Liverpool.
If he's clever, he goes to Madrid. You know, does a couple of years there, and then comes home back to the Premier League when he's a bit older.
But I don't know if that is clever.
Stat pad a few.
But
you know,
isn't
La
Madrid
Ligas,
more of a final destination?
Not for an English player. Not for an English player.
But they're not. But also remember, Jude is English as well, so maybe
so
he just wants
back.
To come back home.
Yeah,
home
can then later.
If you go final destination, look at Hazard.
Can we just say yeah?
I'm not even trying to be rude, but look at the example, final destination. Look. Anyway. Bale went at his peak. Just saying.
I will never forgive Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. They had Jude and his whole team come look at Carrington. They brought Alex Ferguson out. They told him, you know, speak to him. They gave him the nice tour. And we still didn't get him, so... Went to Dortmund. Sad times, I know.
Let's just assume Liverpool gets Jude.
Yeah.
Can we see Liverpool challenging for the league next season, realistically?
What, just on the basis of getting Jude?
Jude and Mount, let's say.
Is there any guarantee that Klopp will stay?
Of course.
She said she will sell all the players in the team.
And Anfield,
before.
Remember,
but
Anfield.
Like, maybe he's had enough.
I know, but still.
I can't see Liverpool, I can't see them affording both Jude and Mount.
Mount, but remember, we want an investor. We'll also
Mount. I think they can afford Mount.
Yeah, they can get Mount.
But if you buy both of them, then you're pushing 150. But they need a sense.
They definitely need a centre back.
So you could be looking at 200 without player sales.
They don't get Jude. You get Mount.
These owners are at least they're good up front. Just remember, they're stacked.
But I put them in the brokies. I put Daniel Levy in the brokies because if they're not going to spend the money on the pitch, you might as well put them in the brokies.
True.
So essentially, Liverpool are still at risk. Battling for top six next season, but we'll just have to see whether that's the case or not. But thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please follow us on our socials. Until next time,
bye. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.